This is the day that the Pentagon will conduct the first hearings for 14 high-profile terror suspects. These are suspects being held at the U.S. military detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And these proceedings will decide if each Guantanamo prisoner is or is not a so-called enemy combatant. Every prisoner at the remote detention center goes through this type of hearing, and this time, though, the Pentagon is changing a few things. To find out about that, we've contacted NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Who are these 14 guys?
Well, the Pentagon calls these men high-value detainees. They were transferred to Guantanamo last fall after spending several years in secret CIA prison sites overseas, and those locations of those sites are kept classified. Among the men are Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib, and the government says both those men were key architects in the planning of the 9/11 attacks. There's another man that's instrumental in planning the attacks on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and another one they say helped plan an attack on the USS Cole back in 2000. And so the officials in the Bush administration say these men are considered highly dangerous, and they also possess critical information, the government says, about terror networks and planning.
So some of them have been in custody somewhere in the world for years. None of them have faced any formal criminal proceedings. They've been at Guantanamo for about 6 months now. And what's the process they'll go through today?
The process in many ways is going to be the same as hundreds of other detainees have gone through down at Guantanamo. Essentially, they'll be taken to a small trailer that's situated in the center of the camp. They go into a small room, and there's a panel of three military officers whom they'll face. They'll have already been given a summary of unclassified information against them. They'll be given a government-appointed personal representative. They're not given a lawyer. The thing that is different about this, though, is these hearings are being held in secret. They are closed to the press and they're closed to any other outsiders.
So in addition to not seeing any classified information against them, because you said unclassified information
right.
is what they see, in addition to not having a lawyer, this will all happen secretly. Why would it happen secretly? Because some of the others haven't been that way.
As I said, hundreds of others have not been held in secret. The press has always been allowed and other outsiders, and that, you know, the government, the Pentagon has always said it wants transparency with regards to Guantanamo, but this time, defense officials say they're closing these hearings simply because of national security reasons. At some point, a transcript of each of the hearings will be made available, but they will be heavily edited. You know, the Pentagon held a briefing about the hearings earlier this week, and defense officials were pressed about why they're being held in secret, and they were asked point blank, is it to redact any possible discussion about torture or mistreatment that the detainees may have gone through while they were being held at secret CIA prisons? And the defense officials wouldn't answer the question. They said they would not answer any hypothetical questions. You may remember President Bush, when he announced the transfer of these 14 detainees to Guantanamo, he acknowledged that the CIA had used tough interrogation tactics at the secret CIA prisons.
And we should mention there are plenty of people who've been at Guantanamo who've said they're innocent of any crime, that they were captured mistakenly. These are people who it's believed there's substantial evidence against them. It's fair to presume that if anybody has been the subject of these so-called alternative procedures for interrogations, it would be these guys, right?
These 14 have always fallen into a different category. Again, they were held in separate sites all over the world. And the president did say that when they were at these sites, that tough interrogation tactics had been used against these men to elicit whatever information. These are, if these men are who the government says they are key figures in both al-Qaeda and other terror networks, yes.
So however they were interrogated, the government is not going to acknowledge that it was torture, and we're not going to find out exactly what that was through these proceedings because they're secret.
Most likely not, no.
Is it possible that these men will later face something closer to a full-blown trial?
Well, these hearings are actually the first step to moving towards that process, and the military tribunals, the government calls them military commissions. But it's, you know, it's a very, very slow process. There's still about 385 people at Guantanamo. They've been held there about 5 years now, and only 10 have been charged. Not one of the trials has been completed yet.
Jackie, thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve.
NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam.